Babe, did you see that Moto Casino is giving a $1,776,000 worth of prizes?
That's why they're called America's Social Casino, celebrating the birth of America bigger than anyone else.
You can win incredible experiences at NASCAR and F1 races and a grand prize of 1 million sweeps coins.
So what are you waiting for? Spin now on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.
It's the Burt Show.
So I made the declaration the other day that I'm breaking up with Patron. That's it. It's over. Done.
Well, for good?
Because you decided there's another tequila you like better than.
It's better.
No, I totally get it.
I am breaking up with tequila, period. That is the, it's evil for me. Like, I think if you've done any amount of drinking for any amount of time, that everybody has one alcohol that is just no good for them. And that's what I want to focus on. I want you guys to call 404-741-Q100, and I want you to finish this sentence. I broke up with blank because blank. Because there's usually one night where you're like, okay, I am never doing that again. Like, for me, if I was calling right now, this call would have been placed like 4 years ago, but it would have been, I broke up with tequila because I threw up on myself in the shower.
Oh, Lord.
And that was it usually just takes that first time for you to go, I can't handle it anymore.
I had two breakups. One was in high school because our class trip, senior trip, was to Puerto Rico where Bacardi is. And I wasn't a big drinker of liquor. You know, that's high school. That's sneaking a couple beers into the basement. That's not...
You went in advance.
That's not bottles of rum and stuff. And
you
it
were
was,
way ahead of your time.
Yeah, I was wine cooler in high school.
Yeah.
Rum punch.
And Bartles and James. They didn't make it. I didn't touch it. But that was like... There was probably... I mean, all through college... Like, that may have been even until, like, I started traveling to the Caribbean.
There has to be one instance, though, that made
it
you...
was two nights before the last night.
So you broke up with...
rum.
Because?
We got a bottle of that 151 stuff.
And threw up on yourself?
I don't really remember, but I do remember falling asleep.
You're not being a very good caller right now. I have to rescreen this call.
I can do my rum one.
Okay, well, I have a better one.
Yeah, I got a rum one, too.
I got a rum one.
Is okay, rum a big one?
I broke up with Captain Morgan because I don't remember anything of the night because I went to bed on one side of the room and woke up in the bathroom right by the toilet.
Okay.
I didn't throw up. I didn't throw up, but I just don't remember.
That's a good caller right there.
I broke up with rum. I don't even remember what kind of rum I was drinking, but I broke up with rum altogether because I had a vicious fight with Katie Joe in the car and don't remember it at all.
Oh, really? You totally blacked out through a fight?
So that was
I
recent.
Blacked out from rum.
Wow.
And I...
And you swore off after
that. And I'm not a big drinker anymore. And so one night I was... And so it didn't take a lot of rum. So I just realized even a little bit doesn't agree with Mama over here.
I broke up with Jim Beam because in high school, I played a nasty round of quarters with it. Chased it with Beam and Coke. But you know, playing the game, it was shots of Beam. And we broke up because I ended up on the grass outside of the club we were sneaking into. All the rest of my friends snuck in and had a good old time. And I was on the grass outside of the car for probably 3 hours straight.
Oh,
never again.
If Stacy's best friend Carrie was calling in, she would say, I broke up with vodka because I peed in the middle of my bedroom thinking I was in the bathroom.
Oh, that's bad.
That's a good reason. Wow. That would be a good reason. Pretty solid.
Hey, Tony, good morning. You're on
Q100. Good morning, Bird Show. Long-time listener, first-time call. I love you guys.
Thank you.
Make my morning the greatest.
Appreciate it. You've got, like, that deep, I've been drinking a long time voice.
I quit drinking about 6 years ago now, but... I broke up with Jägermeister about 6 years ago for multiple reasons, but mostly because I used to wake up next to mysterious women, not know how they got there, how I got there, who they were, what, anything.
And you broke up with it because of that reason?
And so,
to me, that's a reason to keep drinking.
Still fell face down and had no idea how I got there at all. So
yeah, that'll do. Those blackouts will scare you in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I wonder if you ever had to look at somebody's wallet to figure out their name.
Jen, you want to?
Yeah.
No. Why do you bring that up?
I knew one girl that had to look at the dude's mail as she was leaving his apartment.
Oh, that's so bad. That's hilarious.
So she could recall his name.
Awful. Awful, awful.
All right, Stephanie, this is very simple. I broke up with blank because blank.
I broke up with Smirnoff Ice.
because it's Smirnoff
ice. I had an allergic reaction and broke out in hives.
Oh, really?
Oh, wow.
It's funny because now I drink vodka like hard liquor. I don't do chasers or anything, but I can't do the stuff that has sulfites in it. So Smirnoff ice.
I have thought to myself, like on days that I'm really hungover, whoa, how much of a blessing it would be to be allergic to alcohol.
Hmm.
Like just for the doctor, like for Stacey to pay my doctor $250 to tell me that I'm allergic to alcohol, so I can never drink it again.
I was watching that stupid show on E. What is it? Courtney and Chloe Take Miami or whatever it is. And they were talking about Kim Kardashian, how she doesn't drink because she doesn't like the taste of alcohol.
What?
I'm like, wow, that would really be a smart thing. That would be a good thing to have, that you just didn't like the taste of it.
Well,
that
I don't really enjoy the taste of alcohol.
Alcohol's not a good tasting.
Mm. Well, it doesn't prevent you from drinking it. For her, for Kim, it prevents her from drinking it.
I'm more strong-willed than she is.
Imagine how terrible the world would be if all alcohol tasted like Welch's grape soda. Like, people would drink it by the gallon. Mm. Like, people right now avoid it.
I think of Welch's grape soda, I think of church.
Why?
Because that's what they serve in church. When you
I didn't.
you really? Grew up in Nashville, honey. Yeah. Of course. They don't serve wine.
I got the real stuff.
Here is Mandy. Good morning, Mandy. You broke up with what because what?
I broke up with abstinence. It's a very strong 180 proof liquor. Mm-hmm. Because I got so drunk, the next day I got so sick, my friend had to give me a suppository to stick up my butt so I could stop puking.
That's that.
Wow. That'll do it.
That would do it.
And that's a good friend.
Just so you know, that probably was just an imaginary suppository and they just wanted to put something in your butt. Oh my God, I can't stop throwing up. Okay, well, you're going to hate this, but I'm going to have to put this quarter in your anus. What? Trust me.
It'll help you stop throwing up.
Give me the noxema or something.
Gross.
If I was our former intern, Sean, I gave up on abstinence because I almost drowned at your lake house.
Because Bird had to save my life.
You are all saying, it sounds like you're saying abstinence.
It's absinthe.
It's absinthe. I broke up with absinthe because I can't say it properly.
I broke up with absinthe when I got my veneers. Because I could no longer ask for it.
It's very frustrating.
Oh, you can't make fun of me. What did I do?
Really ruin your buzz.
You guys are idiots.
Hey, Chris, good morning.
My name is Christopher. I'm an alcoholic.
Okay.
I broke up with 151 because I made twosies in my bed.
Oh, dude.
That's what you do it.
Yes, sir.
You pooped in your bed?
He pooped in his bed.
No, he made a twosie.
Oh, my God. How does that even...
Look, there she goes.
How does that even happen?
Well, you drink so much, you just lose control of everything, or you just think you're... Look at her.
So we get...
She's gone. There she goes.
The first caller breaks up with a drink because somebody shoves something in her butt. And the second guy breaks up with a drink because things are falling out of his butt.
I don't get that. How do you do that?
Here comes...
Oh, come on, Wendy. Look, you've never pooped your bed.
I've never pooped my bed.
Wendy laughing so hard till she cries tickles.
It doesn't really take much because my eyes are weird.
Hey, Raquel. Good morning here on Q100.
Well, hold on. We'll put something up your butt. It'll fix that.
Hey,
Friday.
Raquel.
Hey.
Yes.
Hi. Yes, you.
I broke up with Long Island iced tea because I blacked out, got kicked out of a bar. Mm. I insisted that they didn't know who I was. The cop told me to please calm down and stop bitching at him, and I proceeded to spit on him.
Oh, you spit on a cop?
Yes.
That'll get you tased.
Wow.
Yeah, that's a deal breaker.
And then you'll make a twosie. I broke up with Long Island iced teas when I turned 23.
I think when I was 17, actually. When are you going to be able to do the show?
Yes.
Pooping in bed, that's good stuff for Wendy.
I just don't get how that happens. That's just gross.
Bird Show.
Babe, did you see that Moto Casino is giving a $1,776,000 worth of prizes?
That's why they're called America's Social Casino, celebrating the birth of America bigger than anyone else.
You can win incredible experiences at NASCAR and F1 races and a grand prize of 1 million sweeps coins.
So what are you waiting for? Spin now on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.